This is Jim Radio.
From our palatial penthouse studios on the outskirts of Atlanta, it is the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast. This is episode 12. Hi, everyone. I'm Jim, and we are back with another opportunity for you to test your music trivia knowledge. Can they identify the song after we play only a couple of notes, huh? Five songs from five decades, as we usually do when we get together every week. Got some good ones for you lined up, and also, it's the expert level of difficulty. So this week is reserved for those of you who think you really know your music from the 60s through the 2000s, but don't let it scare you. Play along, even if you don't think you know. There's got to be something in here that you'll have fun with and recognize. Try to, of course, identify the song and the artist, and if you're really good, the year. You ready to get to it? All right, here we go. Here's our hit from the 1960s. We play each clue just a couple of times to make sure you can get a good listen to it. How about something from the 1970s? Just a short snippet. Can you identify the song and the artist? This is from the 80s. How about something from the 1990s? And finally, our hit from the 2000s. Yeah, we're going to play the answers for you and give you a little bit of trivia about it in just a few minutes. I mentioned a couple of shows ago, we had some email comments asking where we get the information for the trivia that we talk about each of the songs. And I mentioned very briefly one of the websites that I use as a resource. No affiliation, don't know anything about it, who runs it, or how they run it. But I thought I'd point out to you, if you like music trivia, there is a website called songfacts.com. All one word, songfacts.com. And it's a great website. They have music from all genres, primarily pop and rock. You can search by artist. You can search by the song title. Not every song is there, but certainly a couple of thousand songs are available. And they give some background, some trivia about the artist and then the song. And then it's all generated by the community who stops by. And a lot of people like to put comments on either memories of the song or additional trivia that they might know about. It's called songfacts.com. Stop by, take a look at it. Again, no affiliation from us. It's just something that I have stumbled across and have really enjoyed and a great resource for the podcast. All right, are you ready for the answers? Here we go. Here was your hit from the 1960s. It was 1969 and a top 10 hit for Bob Dylan and Lay Lady Lay.
Lay Lady Lay. Lay across my big brass bed.
Lay Lady Lay was written by Bob Dylan and released on his album Nashville Skyline. And the words are sung by Dylan in a low, soft-sounding voice instead of his more familiar, high-pitched, nasal-sounding voice. He reportedly said that this new side of him was because he quit smoking before he recorded the album. But there's some evidence through unreleased bootleg tapes from the earlier 60s that it might have been an aspect of his vocal persona that he had hidden away. All right, here was your hit from the 1970s. 1974, classic rock, Bachman Turner Overdrive and Taking Care of Business. Well, the song was written by Randy Bachman and first recorded by Bachman Overdrive for their album Bachman Overdrive 2. And he wrote the original version that would later become Taking Care of Business while he was still a member of the Guess Who. His original idea was to write about a studio technician who worked on the Guess Who recordings. And this particular technician would take the 8:15 train to get to work, which inspired the lyrics, "Catch the 8:15 to the city." The standard uniform worn by the technicians at the studio was a white-collared shirt, which gave Randy Bachman the name of the original version of the song, which he called White-Collared Worker. Sometime later, he was listening to the radio in his car when he heard a DJ's catchphrase, "Taking Care of Business," and after that, he rewrote the song with a new name and a new chorus. Okay, here's your hit from the 1980s. 1986, a number two hit for Wang Chung. And everybody have fun tonight. Wang Chung was a British new wave group, and while they spelled their name Wang Chung with a W, the original name was Huang Chung, H-U-A-N-G, and it literally translates from the Chinese as yellow bell, but it also refers to the standardized bass pitch of ancient China. But on the TV show American Bandstand, Wang Chung claimed that the sound was that a guitar made. The music video featured scenes of the band playing in a room with very rapid movement, similar to a flip book style animation. But the video was reportedly banned by some TV stations out of fear that the stop motion filming style might cause epileptic seizures. And by the way, in 2004, Blender Magazine and VH1 ranked it the third most awesomely bad song ever. Here was your hit from the 1990s. Yeah, it was a number two hit for Billy Idol. It was a Cradle of Love. Song came from the movie The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, and it takes its name, of course, from the term robbing the cradle. It was a single from the album Charmed Life, but just before the album's release, Billy Idol was in a motorcycle accident in which he almost lost his leg. And since he couldn't walk, the video had to be shot for a little bit different way, so Billy Idol appeared on large screens on the wall of an apartment, singing from the chest up. Concept worked. The video featured the model Betsy Lynn George, and it was directed by David Fincher, who went on to direct movies such as Alien and Fight Club. And here was your hit from the 2000s. Yeah, it reached number one in May of 2006. From John Mayer and Waiting on the World to Change. We keep on waiting on the world to change. That was the first single released from his 2006 album, Continuum, and it has enjoyed generally critical acclaim as well as commercial success, and it won John Mayer the Grammy for the Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, John Mayer said that after a former record executive criticized an early version of the Continuum album, well, he said that he was almost brought to tears and he even briefly considered quitting music. But it was that same day that he wrapped up the work on Waiting on the World to Change, which Mayer said that by the end of the day, he knew it would be a hit for the album. And in the third and most recent season of the TV show So You Think You Can Dance, the song was played a total of 10 times in one night as each of the contestants had to perform a solo of the identically choreographed dance for the judges. Well, how'd you do? We had five songs from five decades, as we do every week. We invite you to log on to the show notes. You can find them at my blog at jimdriscoll.net. And, of course, it all comes to you from the Trivia Factory. You can find out all about us at thetriviafactory.com. And if you live in the Atlanta area or are going to be visiting, well, we invite you to come out and join us and play trivia live at restaurants and nightclubs and pubs all over the Atlanta area. Oh, and feedback is always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. Hey, we'll do it all again next week on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge podcast from Jim Radio.